Macmillan Audio presents Across Many Mountains by Young Sum Brown. Read for you by the author.
Fomalpala, who since his youth has been advocating freedom for the Tibetan people and the preservation of Tibetan culture. Prologue. It is late autumn, and the wind whistles across the dry, rocky fields and meadows. As I step out of the house, a fierce gust pushes me aside, so strong that I have to tilt my body into its force. Mola stands with her legs planted wide, buttressing herself against the gale. Mola means grandmother in Tibetan. My grandmother is a 91-year-old Buddhist nun. In the tradition of all Buddhist nuns, her now snow-white hair is cropped close to her scalp, and she wears only red, orange, and yellow. Her floor-length Tibetan chupa billows out like a sail, and it takes all her concentration to keep her balance. My grandmother wants to perform gora. For Tibetans, gora means walking around the sacred place absorbed in prayer, a kind of pilgrimage that can encompass hundreds of miles or only a few yards. There is no Buddhist shrine here on the Greek island of Paros, so Mola has brought her own sacred artifacts with her. A photo of the Dalai Lama, a picture of her guru.